And there's people on the pitch.
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.
Free kick by Mark Branch up towards the Kidsgrove penalty area, headed clear by Kidsgrove.
Cleared by Kidsgrove now, but over court, and he goes as far back as Mark Branch. Mark Branch, poor first touch there, but he made up with it by still winning the ball.
And the ball comes up towards the edge of the penalty area. Jordan Francis, an effort, and Jordan Francis with a superb goal!
Absolutely fantastic effort there by Jordan Francis, putting Romulus 1-0 on. An absolutely superb strike there. Romulus 1, Kidsgrove Athletic 0.
Ross Davidson picks the ball up for Kidsgrove. Kidsgrove breaking forward. No chance here then. The ball's come through to Carl Diskin. He's on the edge of the penalty area. And he breaks free. And Kidsgrove Athletic got themselves right back in. It's a goal by Carl Diskin for Kidsgrove Athletic. He broke free into the Romulus penalty area. And a good strong finish there, putting the ball past the Roms goalkeeper, Leighton Smith. Kidsgrove got themselves right back in it now. It's now Romulus 1, Kidsgrove Athletic 1. Kidsgrove get the advantage as they press forward. The ball's on the edge of the Romulus penalty on the far right hand side. Chipped ball in towards the 6-yard box. Picked up by Anthony Malbon. Released back towards Dan Skelton. And Dan Skelton trying to get a shot in there, but he's fell over. He's trying to find a penalty claim out of that, but referee's having nothing of it. The ball comes right way through to Jordan Francis on the edge of the Kidsgrove penalty area. Jordan Francis goes round the goalkeeper, and Jordan Francis puts the ball in. And Romulus are now 2-1 up. Jordan Francis getting his second goal. Route 1 style there, clearance by Leighton Smith. Jordan Francis through the middle. Went round the goalkeeper. Lovely bit of skill there by Jordan Francis. Put the ball round Chris Martin. And now Romulus are right back in front. It's now Romulus 2, Kidsgrove Athletic 1. A second goal for Jordan Francis.
About 10 minutes left here in the second half here at Coles Lake. Still Romulus 2, Kidsgrove Athletic 1. There's been many stoppages so far in this second half, so I don't think we'll have too much in additional time to, at the moment, to contend about. The ball gets picked up by Dan Skelton in the middle of the pitch. Threads it forward, this time for Harry Graycott, with a good tackle there by Todd Evans. Todd Evans, great bit of defensive play there. Get the ball forward, Jordan Francis with the ball on the edge of the comes to 6 yards back to Ricky Hill, and Ricky Hill puts the ball in the net, and it's Romulus 3, Kidsgrove Athletic 1. Great link-up play there, Jordan Francis on the right-hand side, got past the one player, thread the ball into the 6-yard box, and there was Ricky Hill, absolutely unmarked, came through, slotted it past the goalkeeper. Surely they must get the 3 points now. It's Romulus 3, Kidsgrove Athletic 1. And that is the full-time whistle. Leighton Smith is the last bit of ball in the play. And the full-time whistle here at Coles Lane. And a superb victory for Romulus here. Romulus have won this match. They've beaten Kidsgrove Athletic by 3-1. 2 goals scored by Jordan Francis. And the third one by Ricky Hill. A good win for Romulus. And certainly a man of the match points by Jordan Francis. Getting the 2 goals on the score sheet. And his assist with Ricky Hill to get the 3rd goal for Romulus as well. So a win for Romulus this afternoon. Full-time score is finished. Romulus 3, Kidsgrove Athletic 1.
Jordan, congratulations on the win. And a man of the match performance from yourself.
Thank you. You know, we got a good win last week, 3-0, and then we've just sort of built on that and gone out again. Got ahead with the goal. I think in recent games we'd have got our heads down, but after last week we've kept going. I've scored again and then gone on to get another one, and it was a comfortable victory. Really pleased. We saw their result on a Tuesday, I think it was, and I think they won 7-2 or something like that. So we knew it wasn't going to be easy. We knew they were higher up in the league than us, but from the get-go we got at them. I think we just dominated the game, really made chances. I should have had 4 or 5, I think, but I think these things happen. Happy with the 3-1 win.
And having players like yourself, Malachi and Cameron, a good spine being set up in the squad at the moment.
It's a good spine. We've missed both of them really throughout the games. That we've missed Cameron especially because, you know, he's been missing for a lot of games. It's just good to have him back, hopefully get on a run now till the end of the season.
Of the 2 goals you scored today, which one was your favourite?
It's got to be the first one. After the one-on-one miss at the start, I didn't know if it was going to be my day, but, you know, I took that touch and then just hit it left foot, can't complain at that, and then took it around the keeper for the second one. It was a good day for me, and then with an assist at the end as well.
And there's people on the
Sports on 107.5.
Switch Radio.
Switch Radio.